Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of healing. And we're talking to you about deliverance and healing working together. Deliverance is casting out demonic spirits of infirmity, and healing is released through some methods such as the prayer of faith, laying hands on the sick, anointing with oil, and praying for them. Deliverance and healing work hand in hand in order to bring forth a cure in many, many, many cases. We've been ministering healing and deliverance to people for the last 13 years, and we've seen that most people need deliverance and healing ministered together. In Luke chapter 13, verse 11, there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity. For 18 years she had this thing. She was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. Jesus, when he saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." He dealt with a spirit of infirmity that was the root cause behind the problem. And then he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And he said, Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? It is important that we realize that many problems can be rooted in demonic spirits of infirmity. They are lodging in the body. You know, some people have had a hard time understanding how Christians could have demonic spirits of infirmity in their body. It's very simple. God is dwelling in our spirit. We are made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And these spirits are not in our spirit where God is. They are in our physical body. They can also be in the soul realm, influencing our will, our intellect, or our emotions. And they need to be cast out. Spirits of infirmity need to be cast out of areas of your body so you can be set free. You know, we find that the number one negative influence in people's lives is their inheritance line. The Bible says, it's over in Numbers chapter 14, verse 18, that the iniquity of the fathers is visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. This would be considered as inherited generational curses coming down the line from the inheritance sins, the inherited iniquities. And we find that every single one of us are affected by this, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's iniquity in every single one of our inheritance lines. And I want you to think for a moment of problems that you have in you right now. Problems physically that you're dealing with, or even problems emotionally or mentally or in any area. Is this same problem that you have also in your inheritance line? You might have diabetes. Well, is there diabetes in your inheritance line? That shows you it's come right down the line. Same with cancer or heart problems or arthritis or any kind of area in your life where you see this, you know this is an inherited generational curse. What is happening? The iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation, and these are enforced by demonic spirits of infirmity that have a legal right of entrance because of this inherited generational iniquity curse. And these spirits are in a person from day one. They're dormant for long periods of time, such as where we might see cancer in one generation, cancer in the next, and then all of a sudden cancer shows up in your generation. Now, you didn't have cancer when you were a baby, but nonetheless, you had these spirits in you from the very beginning. It's come from your inheritance line, passed through the seed at birth. But these spirits are dormant many times, most of the time, in the area of physical problems, for long periods of time, and might show up when you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. Now, these spirits, though, are going to manifest against you sometime in your life if you don't get them cast out, and they will try to cause the same problems that you have in the inheritance line. This is why deliverance is so important. In fact, Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, this is after verse 15, where he talked about going into all the world and preaching the gospel to every creature. And he talked about those that believe will be baptized, they'll be saved, and those that don't believe will be damned. Then he talks about in verse 17, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out the demons." God wants us to cast out these evil spirits, to drive them out of every area of our life. And the next verse talks about laying hands on the sick and they'll recover. We need to receive deliverance and healing in order to see victory in areas of our life. Again, I want you to think about the inherited problems in you that would be manifesting. This is a clear indication that you need deliverance and healing. And we've seen so many people set free. We've had 14 people healed of cancer. And most every one of these cases, I believe, if I remember correctly, all had cancer in their inheritance line. And we ministered deliverance and healing to them, and they were liberated. Areas of diabetes, high blood pressure, seizures, heart problems, tumor, cysts, growths, all these kind of things are generally coming down the inheritance line. Now, remember, things are coming into us because of sin. Sin opens up the door. And these iniquity curses are just passed from generation to generation. And they've got to be broken. See, so many Christians are discouraged because they prayed for healing. And they prayed for healing and they prayed for healing. They've had people minister to them and lay hands on them. But they haven't seen the victory. And then they get discouraged and they kind of get into doubt and wonder whether or not God really is a healer and whether He'll really heal them. Well, God is a healer and He will heal all. Jesus healed all. He healed all of their diseases. He's the one who brings forth victory. And there were times when people came to Him, great multitudes came to Him, and He healed them all, the Bible says. He's no respecter of persons. What He's done for one, He will do for all. But we've got to understand that we need to receive deliverance and healing together in many cases. See, the body of Christ has not understood the area of deliverance. They've been taught that, well, there's no way that we could have any demonic spirits or any spirits of infirmity in us. We've just more or less just wanted to pray for healing and many times just go to the doctors and look to physical means in order to try to deal with sickness and disease. Well, there's nothing wrong with doctors and there's nothing wrong with doing all the things that we can do physically to help us. They're all trying to help us. At the same time, if you have spirits of infirmity in you that are the root cause of the problem, all these physical things you do are not going to solve the problem. We must cast out these spirits and receive healing, and then God will effect a cure in a person's life. Praise God. Here's a case here in Matthew 12, verse 22. There was one possessed with a devil. He was blind and dumb, and Jesus healed him. How did He do it? Because He cast out the spirits. The spirits caused him to be blind and dumb. When the spirits were cast out, he was healed. And it says the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. Praise God. Jesus wants us to understand that we have to do things according to His Word. And His Word has told us to cast out these spirits and to minister healing. Praise God. Let's give you some more practical testimonies today. We mentioned that we've had 14 people healed of cancer. We've had people healed of diabetes. We've had people healed of tumors and cysts and growths. And we've seen the Lord just do great things in people's lives. We had one woman that had 5 fibroid tumors. And these particular tumors had grown rather quickly in her, and the doctors were going to go ahead and do some surgery. Well, she came in contact with our ministry, and we started ministering deliverance and healing to her. And as we were casting out these spirits of infirmity causing the tumors and ministering healing to her, they began to shrunk. They were like shrink more and more. They were like a golf ball size to begin with. And the doctors, though, had already set her up for surgery, and she didn't know what all the status was on these, but she was receiving healing, and she could tell the pain was diminishing the more that we ministered to her. And as we kept on ministering, she really felt like this thing was just about gone. Well, she went in for the surgery anywhere, and when the doctors opened her up, these 5 fibroid tumors that were golf ball size were reduced. Almost all of them were gone, and there were just a couple of them that were like a little pea size that were almost gone, and he just closed her right back up and sent her home and said that she didn't need any kind of surgery or removal of them because God had set her free. Praise God. I'll tell you, the Lord is a healer. He is a deliverer, and He wants you to be free. We've just got to learn the truth, and we've got to act on the Word and do whatever the Bible says and continually cast out all these spirits and take hold of the healing power of God and stand on His Word, and He will bring it to pass in your life. Praise God. We've seen so many people that have had injuries from accidents. When they get in an accident or they have some kind of injury or some sort of damage to their body, they have a physical problem, and then when the physical heals, they still have a residual problem of pain. The doctors usually declare that it's arthritis or some sort of a problem that is related to the accident or the injury. We have found that spirits of infirmity are lodging in that person, and they cause the problem. Remember the woman who had the was bowed over and could no wise lift her up herself? Jesus said she had a spirit of infirmity in her. Well, we've learned to attack the spirits of infirmity and cast them out. And as we've done this, that has liberated people from bondage. There was one particular woman, a testimony that we had. This woman was from an accident, had severe damage, and it had been healed up physically, but she still had a lack of movement. She had restricted arm movement, and she could not lift up her arm above her head. She couldn't lift it up at all. She was like a lock, kind of in a locked position. She could only get it up so far. Well, we started ministering deliverance to her from the spirits that came in from this accident and cast them out and kept casting them out. And as we did that, she started seeing freedom. She started having a little bit more movement. And we did this over a period of time until she had total freedom and she had no pain. She had total movement in her shoulder and she was able to just move it any which way. And it says, as we cast out the spirits and ministered healing to her. Praise God. We had another case where a man had a burning skin inflammation for 40 years. As we ministered healing and deliverance to him, he was set free. That was one that God did very quickly. It was just in one session of ministering to the person. We've had many people that have had migraine headaches. We had one woman that had headaches for 20 years, and she just was continually on medication in order to try to stop these headaches, but they kept coming. Every week she'd have a headache of some sort. We ministered deliverance to her and cast the spirits out, and the headaches were eliminated. We've seen many, many people that have been plagued with migraine headaches that as we've cast the spirits out, they have been set free. Praise God. I'll tell you, God is a healer. If you need healing in your body, God wants to heal you. If you've prayed in the past, don't be discouraged, especially if you haven't known about the area of deliverance. You know, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We haven't had knowledge of this. And I'll share this with you, that when in my first years as being a Christian and first years of being in the ministry, I didn't know about this. I didn't learn about this until after I was in the ministry for a few years, and I began to learn about deliverance and healing, and I saw it in the Word and began to study and act upon it and start doing it, and we started to see people be liberated and set free. God wants to heal you, and He will bring forth victory. If you'd like to have some ministry, please give us a call. We'll be glad to set up an appointment and help you. Look forward to seeing you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.